Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Next week, the FCC will vote on a proposal that would allow media companies to own both a newspaper and a television station in a single city. This relaxation of existing media ownership rules has sparked bipartisan opposition in Congress and from consumer groups around the country. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, why does the commission want to change these rules?
Well, media companies, newspaper owners, broadcasters, all say that their business has really changed in the last couple decades. They say, look at all the sources of news, from blogs and websites and podcasts to cable channels. Concerns about monopoly power are no longer valid. Plus, newspapers have been really financially struggling lately, and they could get a boost if they could merge with local broadcasting outlets where they can cash in on their brand names in these markets where they're already known.
And so there seems to be a lot of unhappiness about this idea. What are the arguments against it?
It comes down to a lack of diversity. The argument from Congress, from consumer groups, is that fewer, bigger media owners, citizens, would be exposed to fewer points of view, fewer sources of information, fewer employment opportunities for minorities. I'll let Gene Kimmelman of Consumers Union explain.
Consumers say the major source for local news and information is still their local daily newspaper and their local broadcast television stations. Even with the internet, people go to their newspaper.com or their local broadcast.com to get local information. Those are still the key sources, and we don't have that many of them. So it's very important to make sure they remain competitive and offering differing points of view.
So, John, where does the FCC plan to take this? Where do the commission members lean?
Well, this is the second try for the FCC. Their first effort was a more sweeping relaxation of ownership limits, and the courts threw it out, raising concerns about that very threat of diversity. So this time around, even though the proposal is more targeted, it's been modified, opponents are making the same arguments that the media monopolies in cities or around the country will exist. They say that the FCC chairman is acting too hastily and hasn't considered all the objections that have been filed. They say, you know, if we just had a little time for negotiation, we could get a compromise. But the supporters of the new proposal accuse the opponents of trying to drag out this debate until a new president is elected, one who would presumably change the makeup of the commission. The chairman of the commission, Kevin Martin, he's a strong supporter of relaxing the rules and seems determined to go ahead with this vote despite all the controversy. He told a Senate committee yesterday that waiting for more discussion would be fruitless because there will never be a consensus.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.